NationalFundingGroupRadio.com. I'm Russ Jones.
National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to a $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
The show that's focused on investing strategies for today's needs and tomorrow's goals. This is Bucket Strategy Investing, presented by the Wealth Advisors at Lucia Capital Group. Now, here are Johnny Dean and Rick the Professor Plum.
Yes, sir and ma'am, we are here for you once again, another hour getting underway. More strategies, more solutions just ahead. It's the Bucket Strategy Investing Program. I'm Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum here with me from Lucia Capital Group. Once again, standing by, ready to answer all of your money questions. We've got a lot of things to talk about this hour, so we're going to dive right in. Actually, last hour, we did not finish the topic of Roth two-step, the backdoor Roth. We had somebody call us off the air. They couldn't hang on. We're going to try to answer a couple of questions, though, that they had left for us regarding that. We didn't even really, Professor Plum, get into the whole idea of how you do a backdoor Roth or Roth two-step.
No, we talked about Roths, and we were getting ready to talk about the two-step.
But we had a lot of calls, et cetera, and that's what we take first. So we're going to get into that, going to tell you about how the Roth two-step works. We'll sort of reiterate, we'll recap some of the things that we said last hour for those of you who are just tuning in. Your emails, your phone calls are coming up, and we do have some lines open for you right now. Give us a call, whatever question you might have on money, retirement, strategy, any one of the many topics we discuss on this show. Right now is your opportunity. You give us a call, 877-PLANNER. 877-752-6637 spells out planner. Of course, you can also send your emails to us. We got those here. We got to read some of those this hour in the studio at wealthed.com. You go to where you see the Find Your Answer link. You've heard us say that everyone should have some kind of a retirement strategy, right? A good strategy is what makes your retirement work for you. It's one that fits your unique needs, your unique goals. You just give the people at Lucia Capital Group a call. They'll set you up with a bucket strategy all your own. Their number, off the air, at Lucia Capital Group, 800-644-1150. I'll tell you this, it's a fool's game to try to do this all on your own, all right? You need the advice. You need the experience of the brain trust, and you can talk to Professor Plum or anyone at Lucia Capital Group at their off-air number, 800-644-1150. Schedule an appointment with a brain trust advisor and get yourself started on the right track to retirement. That's the folks at Lucia Capital Group, the brain trust, here to help you out, both on and off the air. Once again, on the air, 877-PLANNER. We have lines open for you right now. In fact, they're all open. 877-752-6637 spells out PLANNER. Okay, now, last hour, Professor Plum talking about Roth IRAs. The advantage of Roth IRAs is that you can put money in post-tax, right, contribute.
The advantage isn't at the contribution time.
No, it is when you take the money out.
Potentially, as long as you've been 5 years, 59 and a half, or one of the other exceptions.
Well, let's assume you meet those.
Tax-free!
Tax-free. You could, in essence, put a $1,000 investment. You could wait 10 years, and you look at it, and it's up to $10 million. I don't know that that would happen, but...
Slightly exaggerated, but if it could happen...
If it could...
That $10 million would be tax-free once you got to 59 and a half in 5 years. And
right,
once you got to the qualified distribution status, that's a great way to go. Tax-free is better than paying taxes.
Yes.
I don't know if you knew that, but I'm just letting you know. That's a good deal.
In many, if not most cases, it is. Now, if you put that $1,000 into your traditional IRA, you could have deducted that initial $1,000 first.
Right, let's say I'm in the 35% bracket. Mm-hmm. I saved $350 for putting that $1,000
right
in.
Now, that money that grew to $10 million.
Or whatever the number
whatever
was.
Whatever it is.
Well, now I'm going to have to pay taxes on all of that money.
Exactly. So they say
almost
it's
all that money.
They say it's a reverse, in some cases, a Roth is a reverse of a traditional. I don't know if it's necessarily a reverse.
Kind of, yeah.
It is in a way, except that you would have been way worse off by having put the money in a traditional IRA as opposed to a Roth. Now, that's what the Roth is there for, to grow tax-free.
But that's an exaggerated example.
Of course
there are still reasons where the traditional IRA, in some cases, makes more sense than the Roth. But we're not going to get into that at the moment. We're going to assume that you're in a position like most or many workers out there where they have a retirement plan available to them at work and they are not able to deduct the contribution that they make to a traditional IRA. There are limits on who can and cannot deduct traditional IRA contributions. There are some limits, they're much higher, for Roth IRAs. So if you're in that window, which a lot of people do fall into, they are over the limit for doing a deductible contribution. They can do a non-deductible contribution, but that doesn't save any taxes. Or they can do a Roth IRA. If you're in that realm, the Roth IRA is a lot better. But what if you don't fit into that nice little window of opportunity? What if your income is higher than the limit for doing a Roth IRA directly? If you make more than $194,000 as a married couple filing a joint return, you can't contribute to a Roth IRA. And if you have a retirement plan at work, you can't contribute to a deductible traditional IRA. So what are you going to do? I guess you could just save money personally. Actually, I was talking with a friend a couple of years back, and she was complaining that the government didn't give her the opportunity to save more money because of the limits on the 401k. She was in a savings mode. So, well, they're not telling you you can't save more money. They're just telling you you can't deduct the savings. So building a personal account isn't the worst thing. But a personal account, as good as it might be, still isn't as good as a Roth IRA, at least not in my opinion. So being able to use a Roth IRA would sure be nice, but I don't want to give up my income to fall below the threshold to be able to do a Roth IRA. I still value the income more than I value the Roth IRA.
That's right, and you may not be able to give up enough of your income depending on how much you make to get to the Roth
IRA. I don't want to go from making $200,000, $300,000 a year down to $150,000 or whatever.
Yeah,
just to be able to put money into a Roth IRA. That's
But there's another way to do it, and this is what this is where the Roth two-step or the backdoor Roth comes in, Professor Plum.
But there are, as John said, two steps to being able to do this. Now, it is not for everybody. It doesn't work for everybody. But let's say you find yourself above the adjusted gross income threshold for doing a direct Roth contribution. Married couple making more than $194,000, single individual making more than $132,000, but you like the idea of the Roth. You don't necessarily like the idea of just putting money into a traditional IRA, not getting the deduction for it, but still getting taxable income in the future. But what you can potentially do is anybody who's under a required minimum distribution age and has a job can make a contribution to a traditional IRA. Those limits I talked about before for deducting the contribution, that's exactly for what it's for. You may not be able to deduct the contribution, but you can still make the contribution. I could be part of a 401k. I make, my wife and I combined make $250,000 a year. We're well over the limits for making a deductible contribution, but I can contribute after-tax money, not deduct the contribution to the traditional IRA. Now, since 2010, we haven't had any limits on who can convert traditional IRA money to Roth IRAs. So if I make a contribution to a traditional IRA, I can then convert my traditional IRA to a Roth IRA. There's no rules against it.
Now, are you talking again, because we had this question, deductible, non-deductible, what?
I haven't gotten into all of that yet.
Okay, all right.
But I've talked about the fact that I may not be able to deduct the contribution going into the traditional IRA. So I make a non-deductible IRA, traditional IRA contribution, and then I convert it. Now, I do have to pay taxes on any pre-tax money in my IRA at that time. But if I don't have any IRAs, and this is a key issue, I don't have any other traditional IRAs. I put my $5,500, $6,500 of non-deductible money into an IRA. It's the only IRA I have. I have a basis, an after-tax component of $5,500 or $6,500, depending on my age. When I convert my IRA over to a Roth IRA, I have to pay taxes on anything over and above the after-tax component. Well, if I've put in $5,500 and it's worth $5,500 in total, there are no earnings. When I move it to a Roth IRA, I don't pay any taxes. Now, I do have to account for it. The lovely old Form 8606. It's going to be filled out in a couple different sections. One's going to say I made an after-tax contribution to an IRA. One's going to say I moved my IRA over to a Roth IRA, and it's going to account for the basis. It's going to be tax-free, though. Now, the problem lies is if I have more IRAs. If I have any pre-tax money and any IRAs, the IRS does not see the account. They don't care how well you can account for this dollar went into this IRA as an after-tax, and these dollars over here were from a 401k rollover, but I'm only converting these. They don't care. They look at your IRA. What was the total balance of your entire IRA at the end of the year when you did the conversion. So what are IRAs? A SEP, Simplified Employee Pension, is actually an IRA. A simple plan, in most cases. I've actually never seen the 401k version. There is a 401k version, but I've never seen one set up. Simple plans, by and large, are IRAs. Once the money is in the account, it's an IRA. My rollover, my conduit, whatever you want to call it, IRA, those are all going to be included in the calculation to determine whether or not my conversion is taxable or not. So when I'm looking at doing the second step of the Roth two-step, that's where we determine the taxation. And if I have other traditional IRAs, I could be in for a little bit of a surprise, making a taxable conversion, or primarily taxable conversion, because they're going to look at the percentage of my overall IRA that the after-tax money comprises. And that's the percent that goes over to the conversion.
So if you had, if you made a $6,500 post-tax non-deductible contribution into a single IRA,
right?
But and after making that, you now have $65,000 in your IRA world,
right?
Because you had $59,000 something before, right? Now you got, you have $6,500
new
post-tax
money.
Money, non-deductible, and you have $65,000 total,
right? The majority of that, 90% of my IRA, is pre-tax money in this example.
Right. So when
10% of it is after-tax. Whether I convert a dollar, I convert the $6,500, or I convert $65,000, or any amount in between those numbers, 10% of the money going over will be part of my basis. The other 90% will be a taxable event. So having other IRA monies can really
mess
hurt
up the works.
It can hurt you tax-wise.
But there may be a way out of that. I don't know.
Maybe.
Let's find out.
Maybe.
When we come back, 877-PLANNER, you've got questions. Call now. Brain Trust standing by. It's Bucket Strategy Investing.
Are you worried we may see another stock market drop like the 2008 collapse? In a new video, Ray Lucia Jr. comments on investor concerns.
They're worried about what happens when this bull market eventually ends and how severe of a downturn there may be for them in the future.
If you're looking for some potential protection from volatility, learn about the risk buffer strategy by watching a free video now at riskbuffer.com.
For those investors who want to take some risk off the table of their longer-term portfolios, a risk buffer strategy may be appropriate for you.
Depending on the investor, there are many ways this strategy may potentially be added to your investment mix. Please take 10 minutes to watch a free video in which Ray Lucia Jr. explains the risk buffer strategy and how it may work for you at riskbuffer.com. That's riskbuffer.com. A risk buffer strategy involves purchase of a variable annuity, which is a long-term investment product. Guarantees are based on the claims-paying ability of the issuer, subject to their terms and conditions. Ray Lucia Jr. is the CEO of Lucia Securities, LLC, member FINRA SIPC, an affiliate of Lucia Capital Group. This is a special invitation for business owners or human resources managers representing companies of 50 or more employees. The retirement planning strategists at Lucia Capital Group will travel to your city and present a customized private retirement planning seminar for your employees. Rick Plum and Terry Keyes have spoken to thousands of individuals about planning for retirement and addressed their concerns about outliving their money, stock market volatility, managing taxes, company-sponsored retirement benefit plans, and more. Now they're available to speak to your organization. This is a convenient way for your employees to get their retirement questions answered and learn how a plan can be designed to integrate all of their retirement resources. Call Lucia Capital Group to schedule a private retirement planning meeting. Call 800-644-1150. That's 800-644-1150. Rick Plum and Terry Keyes are registered representatives of and offer securities through Lucia Securities, LLC, a registered broker-dealer member SIPC. Lucia Securities is a wholly owned subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group, a registered investment advisor. All investments are subject to risk, including loss of principal.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, I need back-to-school supplies for my son.
Well, Staples has everything you need at low prices every day.
He needs folders, binders, a backpack.
Well, sounds like quite the little organizer.
No, he's quite the little loser.
Come again?
He loses papers, homework, you name it, he loses it.
Ah, that kind of loser.
Oh, yeah.
Got it.
Back-to-school supplies are back for more. Staples has everything you need for back-to-school at low prices every day, like comp books for just 50 cents each. Staples, make more happen.
While supplies last, ends 9/17, limit 30 in-store, 10 online.
YouTube America TV, featuring original live programs created with you in mind. Engage with shows through social media and the YouTube America app. America Trends with Dr. Gina covers the trending topics of the day and allows viewers to interact with the show. Sully's Biz Brew is business with a barroom slant, delivered with a twist. Visit U2America.com to find a channel near you. U2America, red, white, and you.
Has your life changed? Are you now in a situation where you need health insurance? Here's some simple advice. Call our health insurance hotline right now. This free service will do all the work for you. Shop the health insurance marketplace and find the plan that best meets your health insurance needs. Don't get lost searching for plans on your own. Let a licensed agent help you for free. According to a report on CNN Money, almost half of those eligible for subsidies are paying less than $3 a day for bronze or silver plans. Remember, under Obamacare, most Americans qualify for health insurance. So get ready to let us do all the work for you and find out the best health insurance plan for your needs. Call this number now.
800-659-7975. 800-659-7975. For your free health insurance quote, call now. 800-659-7975. 800-659-7975.
H77 Planner, PLANNER. Planning here in the studio. We do this during the entire break, Professor Plum.
Yeah, we're planning food, though.
Oh, come on. You don't have to reveal all the secrets. 877-752-6637. That's Planner. Johnny Dean here with Professor Plum. Hey, it's all planning, all right? This is what we do. Make sure it's all set out in advance, so, you know.
Yeah, but you made me hungry in the discussion.
I know. Yeah, best possible outcome. Okay, we're here to answer those questions for you. We'll get some emails in just a little bit. Now, before the break, we were talking about contributing to a Roth, doing the backdoor Roth. Problem is, if you have other IRAs, you have deductible IRAs sitting around. You got a whole bunch of them. So when you convert money from the IRA world into the Roth world, you're taking it out proportionally.
Right. And there's only two types of money in an IRA. There's after-tax money, which not a lot of people have, and pre-tax money, which is the majority of all the money in the IRAs. Money that is yet to be taxed. Came from your 401k you rolled over, came from the earnings on the contributions that you made, on the contributions that you deducted from your income taxes before. All of that is pre-tax money, yet to be taxed. And then you start doing these after-tax contributions to try to take advantage of the Roth two-step. Step one, make a non-deductible contribution to an IRA. Step two, convert money from your IRA to your Roth IRA.
But when you convert...
But you've got to look at the taxation of the conversion. And if you have other IRAs, it will make a taxable event. And in most cases, we don't want that right now. It's not worth it to do that. So how do we potentially take advantage of this two-step idea?
But you've got other IRAs, deductible IRAs.
You may or may not be able to get rid of the tax portion of the IRA, the pre-tax money. The way to do it, if you have it available to you, is if you're still working and you still have an employment-sponsored plan, not a SEP plan, not a simple plan, because those are still IRAs, but a profit-sharing plan at your employment, a 401k, some type of company-sponsored plan that is not IRA-based, if they will accept the transfer in, and they're allowed to by law, they can choose not to if they want to, though. If you can transfer all the pre-tax money in your IRA over to the 401k or the profit-sharing plan, now what's left in your IRA? The only money left in the IRA is the after-tax money that you contributed this year. Now, 100% of your IRA is after-tax money. And when you do a conversion, 100% of the conversion is only coming from the after-tax money,
so it's tax-free.
That means it's tax-free. So that can help you quite a bit. And start allowing it. Now, the problem with the Roth two-step that I see is that, by definition, only the wealthy can take advantage of it, need to take advantage of it.
What's the wealthy, though?
Well, in Congress's eyes, it's about $40,000. But in this case, married couple making more than $194,000, they would be considered wealthy. Single individual making more than $132,000 is considered wealthy. And you're not allowed to have the direct contribution. And so, by the very definition of what's happening, only people that have higher than average incomes are going to be dealing with the Roth two-step. People with average incomes don't need to deal with the two-step because they can contribute directly to it. And so Congress does have their eye on this. They haven't quite figured out how to stop it, And they didn't mean for it to happen. When they pulled the conversion limit off in 2010, they had no idea that we were going to be able to use the laws against them and for our benefit.
Well, see, I don't know that. Why would they get rid of the conversion, the income limits on conversions anyway? I mean, the only way to rectify this is to put the income limits back in.
No, there are other ways to rectify it. There would be the most popular idea would be to say that it is you cannot convert after-tax money. They would change the taxable event and say that only pre-tax money is eligible to be converted. And that means that would basically wipe out the Roth two-step. Have they done it? No. Have they talked about it? Yes. But in the meantime, we can still do it, and we can continue to do
yes.
it until such time as they take it away from us.
Now the method that you talked about to get your pre-tax IRA money out, that not everybody is able to do that.
Not every plan will accept the transfer in.
Yeah.
Now, there are some, and it baffles me to this day that there's some plan administrators that say that you can't do it by law. But that law changed, I think, you know, back in 2001 as well, back when we were talking. You know,
it is law. The law allows it. It's a question
the law
of whether
does
or
allow
not
it.
The plan itself allows
the
it.
The law specifically excludes the ability to transfer after-tax money to a 401k.
But you're not looking to do that.
In fact, I don't want to do that.
No.
But it does allow for pre-tax money. They added this thing called portability between retirement plans several years back, 15 years ago or so, where you can move an IRA to a TSA, a TSA to a 401k, a 401k. All these different qualified plans and IRAs can move around within each other. Now, the plan doesn't have to allow for that. So I may have an employer-sponsored plan that does not allow transfers in for whatever reason. But they can't say, we're not going to allow transfers in of IRA money because that's law. I mean, you can do it. It's just up to the administrator whether they allow transfers from anything or nothing. Now, we did have somebody say that their employer would not allow transfers in of what they called commingled IRAs. IRAs that had, prior to the portability rules, we always had the ability to take a 401k, roll it to an IRA, and as long as we kept that IRA completely separate from any other contributory IRAs, the only money that was ever in that one account was the rollover money from the 401k. We could, at some point in the future, roll that money back to a 401k. So prior to the rules, we did have reasons to keep separate IRA
yeah.
accounts. We did have reasons to keep contributory money completely separate, even though it was after or pre-tax money, completely separate from the rollover money. Once the portability rules came out, we didn't have to have that anymore. And so there are still some 401ks out there that think that you can't do that. But the only thing you can't roll in by law is the after-tax component. And so there are ways to make this work.
Yeah. There are
ways. It works very well.
It does work very well. Now you could, of course, if you wanted to, if your plan doesn't allow you to take that pre-tax money and roll it into the 401k, if you wanted to, I wouldn't recommend this. You could just pay tax on the entire, you could just convert everything over, and you're going to get a big tax bill.
The better way that I've found is to, people think, okay, I'm going to roll all my pre-tax money over to the 401k first and then do the conversion. Don't do that. Do it the other way around. Do the conversion first. What is the exact known number that you know? Do you know the exact balance of the account, or do you know the exact basis of the account? The balance of the account can change. It can go up or down based on the investments, interest earned, and things like that.
Explain what you mean by that, though.
So let's say we go back to your $6,500 after-tax contribution and your $65,000 total IRA balance. And your administrator is saying, you have after-tax money in your IRA. We won't accept the transfer in. Fine. I know exactly what my basis is. So today, tomorrow, whatever day I can get it done, I tell my broker, I tell my advisor, I tell the company, my financial company, move exactly $6,500 from my traditional IRA to my Roth IRA.
As a conversion.
Now, what is left in my traditional IRA? 100% of the money in my traditional IRA is pre-tax money. I don't have any after-tax money in there. I removed every single penny of it. So now when my 401k administrator says, do you have any after-tax money? Nope. Don't have any after-tax money. Move the entire rest of the balance. Whether it was $58,500, whether it was $58,501.32 because it earned some interest, I don't care. 100% of the money's moving across. You don't have to do it in the order of move it out first and then do the conversion.
Yeah.
It just has to happen in the same year.
Mm-hmm. Now, on that $6,500 that you moved over, you paid tax
it was an after-tax contribution.
Well, but you made it while the pre-tax money was still in there, right?
So?
Doesn't matter.
By the end of the year, it wasn't in there.
Okay, by the end of the year. There you go.
By the end of the year, all I had was $6,500.
That's what matters. All right, 877-PLANNER, P-L-A-N-N-E-R. Lines open. Give us a call. Whatever money questions you have, we'll answer them when we come back on Bucket Strategy Investing.
How do you know if there's more you can add to your investment strategy?
How do you know if there's more you can do?
How do you know?
How do you know how you can manage risk?
How do you know if insurance fits in your strategy?
How do you know what other investments are available?
How do you know?
Where do you go?
Where do you go?
Where do you turn to learn about financial planning? Where can you access the information that may help you make informed decisions about investing? Lucia Capital Group has an online resource with original programming, on-demand videos, and informative articles all designed to educate you about creating a strategy for your financial future. It's WealthEd.com. WealthEd.com, not just a website, an archive of financial topics that could answer some of your most fundamental questions.
How do you know? Where do you go?
Go to WealthEd.com. WealthEd.com, a service of Lucia Capital Group, an online financial education center. Learn more. WealthEd.com. Securities offered through Lucia Securities, LLC. Member FINRA SIPC, a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group and affiliate of Lucia Wealth Services. It's one of the most common concerns for stock market investors.
Nobody knows when the next market collapse is going to happen.
Ray Lucia Jr. on the Risk Buffer Investment Strategy.
Really, the question is, how do we prepare for the next market downturn?
Many investors fear another severe market drop.
They remember 2008 like it's yesterday, and they're looking for ideas and concepts where they may be able to protect some of their portfolio. And that's where a risk buffer potentially comes in.
Spend 10 minutes watching a video that explains the risk buffer concept and where it may fit in your investment strategy. Now online at riskbuffer.com. That's riskbuffer.com.
Within the strategy itself, there's lots of ways to customize it.
Ray Lucia Jr. explains the risk buffer strategy in a free video. Go to riskbuffer.com. That's riskbuffer.com. A risk buffer strategy involves purchase of a variable annuity, which is a long-term investment product. Guarantees are based on the claims-paying ability of the issuer, subject to their terms and conditions. Ray Lucia Jr. is the CEO of Lucia Securities, LLC, member FINRA SIPC, and affiliate of Lucia Capital Group.
How important is it for you to take your medications at the right time of day? Very important, according to today's AARP health tip. More after this.
At Walgreens, getting diabetes testing supplies with Medicare Part B is a walk in the park. Really, because getting what you need is quick and easy, giving you more time for other things. There's $0 out of pocket on all major brands like Freestyle and Walgreens True Metrics, and no extra paperwork. So managing diabetes becomes a stroll down easy street, or a trip to the movies, or even a day at the beach. Talk to your pharmacist today. Walgreens at the corner of Happy and Healthy.
Zero out-of-pocket cost when billed to Medicare and full coverage supplemental insurance.
Some drugs are best used in the morning. Others should be taken in the evening or right before going to bed. There's a science to timing drugs to achieve the greatest benefit with the lowest risk of unpleasant side effects. It's called drug chronotherapy. So never change the timing of your drugs without first discussing it with your doctor or pharmacist. For more, go to AARP.org.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
Market strategy investing. We are here for you every day. Give us a call, 877-PLANNER, ready to talk to you about your money. Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum from Lucia Capital Group, answering your questions as best we can. We can tackle any question at all. You just give us a call right here, 877-752-6637, spells out PLANNER, and we will talk to you about whatever's on your mind. You also email us at our website, wealthed.com, wealthed.com. at the Find Your Answer link near the top of the page. Want to do a couple of these here. And now we had a couple of questions yesterday from Bruce in Twin Falls, Idaho. He had sent three. We'd answered two of them. So let's turn to the third question here and answer that for Bruce, who says, I'm turning 62 years old this fall and was wondering if I was to invest for the future, would it be wise to do a Roth IRA or a taxable non-retirement account? It seems we were just sort of talking about this, Professor Plum. Bruce says, tax deferred sounds great, but there is the issue with receiving distributions or withdrawals. I'm over 59 and a half, but I'll have to wait 5 years before withdrawing the earnings, even though I can take contributions at any time. I'm speaking of a brokerage account so I can invest in securities. Would I have better access to my investments just paying the taxes because the retirement account might be too restrictive? I do both. But I don't know how long I can keep working to qualify making contributions. The money I have to invest would be the same either way. What's your advice? Thank you. So again, what's he asking? Is he saying traditional or Roth?
No, he's saying personal account or Roth.
That's what I mean. Personal account or Roth.
And I'd say Roth. You're talking about investing. You're talking about investing for the future. Is 5 years that restrictive that you are worried about getting the money in the next 5 years? If you really think you're going to need the money in the next 5 years, that's not investing, that's savings. And even at that point, I'd probably still do the Roth IRA, because the only thing I have to leave in for 5 years, assuming this is the very first Roth IRA you're going to create, the only thing I have to leave in is the earnings. And so over the next two, three years, how much do I have to leave in there? If you're investing it on a savings point, what's it earning? 1%? And so you're not going to leave that much in there. But if you're really investing for the future means more than 5 years from now. If you're investing in a brokerage account, meaning stocks, bonds, things of that nature, that means more than 5 years anyway. So investing is a long enough time horizon that I would definitely use the Roth. I would use the Roth in this case, because if I have a chance of earning something and I can make that earning tax-free, that makes a lot more sense to me than having the exact same investment earning something taxable. And so I'm going to use the Roth IRA. Now, the other side of it is, if it is actually savings and I put money into it and I'm earning interest on it, if I own it personally, I'm going to pay the tax on it. If I have to get to the money in 3 years before the five-year time horizon, I'm going to pay tax on that those earnings. The tax on those earnings is identical to the tax on those earnings, whether it's coming from a Roth IRA or coming from a personal account. You know, the Roth IRA in the 5 years is going to be ordinary income. The earnings on the interest is ordinary income. So I'm not giving up anything. I'm over 59 and a half in this example, and this person's calling him, so I'm not going to pay any penalties. Do the Roth.
Yeah, this question, we sort of addressed it a little bit last hour when you said that tax-free is almost always better.
Well, if I have a choice of putting it over in this investment that whatever it earns, I'm going to pay taxes on, or I have a chance of putting it over here, and whatever it earns is tax-deferred until I take the money out. And as long as I wait 5 years to take the money out, it's tax-free forevermore.
Yeah.
What am I giving up by putting the money in the Roth IRA? Am I giving up access in the first 5 years? Well, yes. Yep. I'm giving up access to what? The earnings, and only the earnings. And so if I'm investing for a shorter than 5-year period of time, I'm not investing for growth. Growth is the only thing that
gives you better not be.
Well, you have a chance of losing money there. So I'm investing for bonds, ordinary income. What are the earnings? Ordinary income, don't give up anything. So the only time I'm giving up something is if I accidentally get really lucky and put it into a growth investment that goes up like crazy in the first couple of years, and I want to take the money out in the first couple of years and spend it. That's the only thing I'd be giving up. But that's not a normal occurrence. Growth does take some time. It could happen in the first couple of years. It could go down in the first couple of years. It could be all over the place in the next 4 or 5 years. Growth takes time. You also said you're investing for the future. So unless you have a really high likelihood you're going to take the money out in the next 3 or 4 years, you shouldn't be investing for, I mean, if you do have a high likelihood that you're going to invest for, need it in the next couple of years, shouldn't be investing for growth. If you're investing for growth, you should have more than a 5-year time horizon. You're investing for the future, more than a 5-year time horizon. If I'm investing for the next 2 or 3 years, I'm going to invest in something safe, and the taxation's the same either way if I happen to need it in the next 5 years, because you're 59 and a half, there's no penalties. I'm not giving up anything. Do the Roth.
Yeah, we had a caller, I guess it was last hour, Tony, who was, he had some money. I think he was trying to do some repairs on his father's home, and he wanted to know how he could perhaps get every, you know, ounce of growth out of this money that he needed sometime in the next 6 months to a year.
Yeah, I don't know if it was Tony, but yeah, he was.
Oh, was it not Tony?
He was saving for a down payment.
Oh, sorry. No, that was Daniel. I'm sorry.
He was the caller you're speaking of was saving for a down payment that he would and he expects to need the money in the next 8 to 10 months. He figures he'll be able to get the down payment within the next year. Well, can you really afford to take the risk? He was saying he needed every ounce of whatever he could create to put down on the house, but was he willing to take risk and have less than the ounce that he actually contributed? And come away with less money, because that could happen in a short period of time.
And oftentimes the answer is no, I would
say. And he was not really that thrilled about losing money.
No. And that's
really liked the idea of earning 5% or more, but don't we all? We just don't want to take the risk to get it on a short period of time.
No, because we know, we've seen this. If you lose 10%, you have to make, what is it, like 13, 14% just to get back to even, something like that.
Yeah, 11.
Yeah. Is it 11? That's it?
Something like that, yeah.
We have to check on that. All right. Anyway, 877-PLANNER, P-L-A-N-N-E-R, 877-752-6637. Another email here from Albert in Hollister, California, who says, many callers on various radio shows, what do you have?
11.1.
11.1. See, you already knew that. Actually, 14 seemed too high.
I was told there would be no math.
Well, what is it if you lose? If you lose, well,
if you lose 25%, you have to go up 33%.
Yes,
to make
that's
it
7% more. So yeah, that math doesn't really work. But the higher you go in the loss, the more
The larger the loss, the larger the recovery.
Yep, all the way up to 50%, you got to make 100% back if you lose 50%. All right.
And if you lose 100%, the number to recover is astronomical.
If you lose 100%, I think it's infinite.
It's an infinite return.
Infinite. The sideways eight. Albert in Hollister, California. Many callers on various radio shows, says Albert, complain about taking their required minimum distribution at 70 and a half when they don't need the money. I have not heard you discuss the strategy of using the RMD to pay income tax on the conversion of a pre-tax IRA to a Roth IRA. If done on a yearly basis, the Roth account will increase and the pre-tax IRA will decrease, reducing the size of the RMD considerably. Is this a strategy you do not recommend?
We do recommend, actually, in many cases, doing excess distributions from somebody who's age 70 and a half or older, taking the RMD, setting it off the side, and then converting an amount over and above that, as long as they stay within the same or within an acceptable tax bracket. I've never actually addressed the idea of taking, okay, you've got to take your RMD, set that aside to pay the taxes on. We just assume you got to pay the taxes from some source, and the RMD's sitting there. I guess I've never actually said it quite the way you're talking about.
Yeah, what's he saying here? Let's just explain it again.
He's saying you don't need the money from the IRA. That's why you have a problem with your required minimum distribution. I mean, obviously, if you need the money to spend, you don't have a problem with the required minimum distribution.
Because you've got to
take it out. You've got to take it out anyway. But it's the individuals who don't need the money. And so they have to take the required minimum distribution out. Now, what he's saying, what Albert is saying is, so you had to take the money out. You got, you know, a $500,000 IRA. You had to take $20,000, $25,000 out. You know it's coming out. But if you have room in your bracket, do additional conversions. take additional money out and convert it to a Roth IRA, because you've got money that you had to take out that you didn't have a purpose for in the first place, the RMD, and you can use that to pay the taxes on the conversion. And what that's going to do is by taking more money out of the IRA, it's going to reduce the value of the IRA. Much of it's going to end up, or some of it's going to end up in the Roth IRA. Hopefully that'll grow over there. But what it does is it reduces the value of the IRA, which reduces the required minimum distribution. The smaller the required minimum distribution, the more money, the more room you have in the tax bracket to do conversions, and so it helps out a lot. Now, I haven't talked about this strategy specifically because it sounds like you're saying, do whatever you can convert based on the required minimum distribution paying the taxes. So that may create a higher bracket than you would otherwise be, or it may not actually fill out the bracket, and you may want to do even more than what the tax, the RMD will pay the taxes on. So you have to, I would rather look at it and say, okay, you've taken money out, you got money in savings, fine. Now, how much more room do you have in the tax bracket? If it's $5,000, convert that. If it's $50,000, convert that. Even if the money that you took out as the RMD was more or less than the taxes that you're going to owe on that conversion, we're still being efficient by using the tax brackets to our advantage. So yes, it's a nice place to get some of the money or all of the money to pay the taxes on converting excess money, but I don't want to limit myself or actually jump up a bracket because I have money in my bank account to do a conversion came from the RMD.
So if you have $50,000 in a room, you're saying you should go ahead and...
Sure.
You got to write a bigger check.
Right, more than maybe what the RMD said, but if it makes sense to do it, where I get the money from the taxes is a different issue.
Yeah.
If it came mostly from the RMD, more power to you.
There you go. All right, 877-PLANNER. We got trivia. What's coming up tomorrow? And more emails and phone calls when we come back. Don't go away.
Every investor has their own unique financial fingerprint, each with their own unique concerns.
Concern that I have is that I'm not going to have enough money for retirement.
At Lucia Capital Group, we hear your biggest concerns.
Taxes in retirement. Taxes are already biting us pretty good.
Retirement in today's economy can be overwhelming.
Most of my 401k is in a high-risk investment, and I'm concerned about that.
If you're worried about outliving your money, the unpredictability of the stock market, or risks associated with inflation, call Lucia Capital Group for a complimentary plan review. Learn how the bucket strategy is designed to provide opportunities for diversification and investment options in a low interest rate environment. Schedule a consultation at no cost by calling 800-644-1150, 800-644-1150, or visit luciacap.com, luciacap.com.
Securities offered through Lucia Securities, LLC, member FINRA SIPC, a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group, and affiliate of Lucia Wealth Services. The strategy involves investment subject to risk. Lucia Capital Group advisors travel the country talking to individuals about retirement at open seminars, but they can also schedule a private seminar at your company and customize a retirement plan presentation for your employees.
I'm Rick Plum, certified financial planner.
And I'm Terry Keyes, chartered financial consultant.
We'll teach you a strategy to integrate Social Security benefits with your other investments.
We'll talk about lifetime income strategies and what alternatives to stocks and bonds may fit into your retirement plan.
We'll tell you what you should know about managed portfolios, and we'll discuss your concerns about outliving your money, stock market volatility, and managing your taxes.
Business owners and HR managers can now schedule private retirement planning meetings for organizations of 50 or more. Call Lucia Capital Group at 800-644-1150 to schedule. That's 800-644-1150. Rick Plum and Terry Keyes are registered representatives of and offer securities through Lucia Securities, LLC, a registered broker-dealer member SIPC. Lucia Securities is a wholly owned subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group, a registered investment advisor. All investments are subject to risk, including loss of principal.
QL1, this is Control, checking in to see how excited you are for launch. Over.
Well, actually, I'm kind of bored.
You're about to travel 17,000 miles per hour through Earth's atmosphere, and you're bored?
It just doesn't sound that exciting after using Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. I was able to get a completely online custom mortgage approval in minutes.
Wow, that is impressive.
3, 2, 1. Rocket Mortgage at QuickenLoans.com. Push button. Get mortgage.
Rocket.
Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org number 3030.
There's a new answer for people in need of serious pain relief. Lidocare has created a one-of-a-kind pain relief patch that blocks pain for up to 8 hours. With the only non-water-based lidocaine patch on the market, Lidocare uses patent-pending technology to desensitize aggravated nerves for an odor-free, ultra-flexible, dry, and light solution to pain. The Lidocare Pain Patch from the makers of Blue Emu for long-lasting relief you can wear. Available at CVS, Walgreens, and Amazon.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570, 800-430-7570, 800-430-7570, that's 800-430-7570.
GEICO applauds your inner ride leader.
An enthusiastic engine rev goes out to the biker in you who leads the pack. Even if that pack is a party of one, you're still a leader to GEICO. To prove it, GEICO will insure your motorcycle with great rates and 24/7 customer service. And with GEICO by your side, you're never cruising solo, which means you've just been nominated as a real ride leader. Congrats. The smell of fine leather and trailblazing is in your future.
GEICO Motorcycle. See how much you could save.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, my daughter needs back-to-school supplies.
Well, Staples has everything you need at low prices every day.
Oh, fantastic. She needs more markers.
Your daughter's a budding artist?
No, a huge loser.
Well, I'm sure
she loses markers, crayons, glue.
Oh, I get it.
Right. She's just a loser, not a loser-loser.
Back-to-school supplies are back for more. Staples has everything you need for back-to-school at low prices every day. Like a 12-pack of Crayola colored pencils, just 97 cents. Staples, make more happen.
Well, supplies last. Ends 9/17. Limit 30 in store, 10 online.
Market strategy investing. Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum. We're here till the top of the hour answering your money questions. If you've got a question or two, you give us a call right now because we are running out of time for this hour. And we also want to get to a couple more emails before the hour is up. Now, coming up on this program tomorrow, all things, you know, if everything falls into place, as it should, the plan is to discuss something called BDCs, business development companies. You may not have even heard of these things before. But they fall under the sort of wide range of what we might call alternative investments, Professor Plum. Business development companies.
Well, they are up and coming. They've been around, but more people are becoming interested in them. Kind of as a bond alternative in some respects, but not as a bond alternative.
No, and we're going to explain how they work and explain how they might be right for some people, but certainly not for all people. But one thing that people should consider, I would think, at least, you know, look at, have their advisors suggest some form of alternative investment. And by alternative, I'm saying not stocks, bonds, or cash.
And something that acts differently, has a different
yes.
risk-return temperament, wavelength, whatever you want to call it. So just because the stocks are doing this, the market's doing that, doesn't necessarily mean that this side of the investment portfolio is following lockstep. You don't want everything going in the same direction at the same time.
No.
I mean, up, yes. We want everything going up all the time. Okay, that doesn't happen. You don't want everything going down at the same time. At least we're going to try not to have everything go down at the same time. And the markets do that from time to time, if you're dealing with more traditional stock, bond, cash investments. Well, cash doesn't go down. It doesn't go up either.
No. If you factor in some inflation, which we don't have, but if you factor in some inflation, it actually could, in some respects, go down because you lose your purchasing power.
Right. People don't seem to notice that as quickly. They notice losses.
Don't.
Red marks on the return.
Of course.
Know.
No. Yeah. But as long as it's not in the red, they figure that they're okay. And frankly, we've had so little inflation, which is not true, by the way. We have not had little inflation.
We've had little CPI.
But for some reason, what doesn't get discussed in the inflation conversation, Professor Plum, is asset inflation, which is exactly what we have. We have horrendous asset inflation. We're talking about stocks, certainly. In many cases, we're talking about real estate in certain sections. That never gets figured into the inflation discussion.
I don't know why. I mean, rents are going crazy.
I don't know. But anyway, so there is inflation, just not in
The CPI.
Things like wages. Exactly.
No, those aren't going up.
Wages are not going up, which affect most of us. All right, anyway, we're going to talk about that tomorrow. Alternative investments, business development companies, and whatever else happens to fit into that category. Again, 877-PLANNER, our number, PLANNER. Today's trivia, did not get to it yesterday. So here it is today. This from the group called that calls itself Social, Psychological, and Personality Science. It's the name of the group.
SPPS.
SPAPS. 64% of 4,000 people, that's 1,000 with a B, surveyed said that if given the choice, they would select having more money as opposed to having more time. More money as opposed to having more time. Well, how much more time are they giving us?
Are they asking a 90-year-old this, or are they asking a 20-year-old this?
Well, a 20-year-old would absolutely say more money.
And a 90-year-old would say more time.
More time, I would think.
Are they talking to 60-year-olds? Are they talking to 20-year-olds?
See, it's one of those, again, one of those open-ended questions. Would they have more money or more time?
Can't I have both?
Well, yeah. I mean, are you taking time away from me in exchange for the more money?
Well, what they're saying is that you would have to work longer hours to have more money. That means you have less time to do the things that you...
Oh, I thought you meant, like, would you rather live an extra 2, 3, 4 years?
Well, I think the survey was in that. I was inferring that when I asked, are you asking a 90-year-old?
Yeah, well, if you're asking a 90-year-old, they probably would say they would want more time. I want to know how much more money. See, and the thing is this, I'm going to give you more. You're now going to live, you know, you're now going to live a year longer than you would have otherwise.
But we're going to take away $2 million of your dollars. Okay, that's not worth it.
But you don't get $2 million.
Or we're going to give you more money and take away some of your time. You're going to give me $5 more, but you got to work 12 hours to get it. No.
And prove to me that you gave me more time, right?
I mean, that's why I think they're talking about in a day.
I'm guessing probably that's true, yeah. All right,
Right. These studies are
strange.
Kind of quackish.
They really are.
You need to put parameters and understand who you're asking the question of. I mean, like I said, if you're asking a 25-year-old, yeah, they're almost all going to say, you know what? I want the money.
Absolutely.
Show me the money.
Okay, 877-PLANNER. We only have a couple of minutes here. I'm going to throw this out it's not trivia, but it's a number. Numbers that I think I mentioned this on one of our other programs. I don't believe I did it on this show. If I did, I'm repeating myself. The just completed month, July 2016, had the lowest closing yield on both the 10-year Treasury note and the 30-year Treasury bond. Lowest closing yield in history. And they both happened way back on July 8th of this year.
Like, I don't know what the 30-year was, but the 10-year was in the 1.35,
10-year Treasury note was 1.36.
That's 30-year low.
30-year Treasury bond, 2.10%.
You're buying a bond to pay you 2.1% interest for 30 years. Why would you do that?
I don't know why you would do that.
I mean, because the 10-year is 1.54, but I'd still rather have the 10-year at 1.54, because maybe 10 years from now, the new rates on another 10-year may be 3 or 4.
Well, you're taking a chance, of course, that the rates on the 10-year aren't going to be at 3 or 4 or 5 years from now.
But if I lock into a 30-year right now,
absolutely.
I'm at 2. And
absolutely.
I don't want to lock in for that rate of return. I mean, these rates are historically low. We know that. But are they going to stay historically low forever? That kind of changes the whole parameter of historically low.
Well, see, and this is what makes planning very difficult in many cases, because we honestly thought it's one thing to have low interest rates, but it's another one to have them
forever?
What seems like forever.
Well, we've been talking about interest rates going up for years now.
Well, because
potentially going up.
Because the norm was for so many years, 30 years, you know, you had interest rates.
Well, throwing out the 1980, you know, bubble of interest rates.
Yes.
Historical interest rates were in the 4% and 5% range.
Yes, you looked at the 10-year. If you got down to close to 4%, you had a low 10-year.
Yeah.
And in almost every case, the 10-year moved back up.
Now we're wondering if it'll go back to 2.
It did go back to 2 briefly. What?
Last December,
and we thought, okay, here we go, and then
the Fed raised short-term interest rates, and everything else went down.
Everything else went down. You think you're going to try to predict this, folks? You can't. Anyway, July of 2016 saw both the historic low for the 10-year and the 30-year. Where do they go from here? I don't know. Where we're going from here is we got to get out for this hour. If you need the brain trust off the air, you can talk to Professor Plum, any of the Lucia Capital Group advisors at their off-air number. Talk to them about your retirement plan, 800-644-1150. If you don't have a retirement plan, get one. Talk to the brain trust. You do not want to do this stuff yourself, folks. 800-644-1150. For Professor Plum, I'm Johnny Dean. It's Bucket Strategy Investing.
Information presented should not be considered specific tax, legal, or investment advice. You should always seek counsel of the appropriate advisor prior to making any investment decision. All investments are subject to risk, including the loss of principal. There is no guarantee that any investing or financial planning strategy will be profitable, provide protection from loss, or meet its stated objectives. Investment advisor representatives of Lucia Capital Group are also registered representatives of and offer securities through Lucia Securities LLC, a registered broker-dealer member FINRA SIPC. John Dean is an associated person with Lucia Securities LLC. In the information presented, the opinions and views expressed are subject to change without notice and may not come to pass. Registration with the SEC does not imply a certain level of skill or training.